also have lots of young, very famous people. Now, my question is who would you want in South Africa to go and meet our president in the hopes that they could translate some kind of a message you wanted them to translate, in the hopes that they could get their points across? Like, if we had to, the biggest musicians in this country, would you trust them in a meeting with the president to put a good idea together?
Does it have to be musicians?
It doesn't have to be. I'm using the comparison because that's what BTS, the case is, yeah, for BTS.
Yeah. I don't know about musicians. It depends on their... No, actually, no.
Rather
no.
not. But then who? Because who else is famous? Like some bonehead TikToker. Like, I mean, who's...
Yeah.
You know, who are we sending?
Maybe. Well, I mean, the TikTokers do have a lot of influence, so may as well.
They got influence because they dance, but you know what I mean? Like, are they going to represent us?
What about comedians? Because I feel like comedians have a better understanding about politics because that's what they base most of their jokes on.
I'm with you there. Yeah. I'm with you there. I genuinely think that they tend to be very smart people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who would you? Let's say, for example, there's like this BTS Biden thing that's going on in the South African context. Who would you want to send? And specifically the young people, right? Like, who from young, youthful South Africa would be a good bet to go put in?